Welcome, moms of all stages. If you've ever thought you were a bad mom, if you have, you're in the right place. I'm Jody, your host. I'm a mom of four, a 20-year educator and behavior specialist, and certified life coach. On this podcast, you'll hear about family life at its best and at its worst, and everywhere in between. We'll talk about mental health and inclusion and other hard topics. But most importantly, we will talk about how you can define good mom on your terms. You can show up as the mom you want to be starting now. Let's get started. Welcome back, moms. This is episode 77, and I wanted to do something special for this episode. I don't know why 77 just feels like a special episode to me. I got an award from the podcast provider for 75, but 77 is more special to me. I don't know why, but we're just going to go with it, okay? So what I thought I would like to share with you is I have 10 client stories, and I'm probably not going to be able to go through all 10 of their success stories or their transformations that each of them have gone through. But I thought I would share with you, reflecting on this morning, and I was writing in my journal and thinking about how it's almost 3 years since I first decided that I wanted to be certified as a life coach, and I wanted to try to help moms who had families in crisis or struggling, and who maybe had kids with behavior disorders or any of the things that we've talked about. And I was just, I don't know if you ever do this, but sometimes I just like to go back to the beginning and then just think, like, what is the progression that I have had as I made that decision to be a coach? And then from there, I had my first few clients, and then I had the clients kind of in the middle range, and that was in the middle of the pandemic. And then my most recent clients that I've worked with. And I was just thinking about the progression of me as a coach and what we've coached on and what I've helped them with, but also what the results were for each of them. And I thought, you know what? If I was a podcast listener and I was hearing all of the things that have helped, I think that I would want to know also about the coaching clients. So that's what I decided I'd share with you today for this episode. So I'm just going to go through and kind of do the highlight for these, and we'll see how far we get. The first, very first client that I had a fear of not being happy in her new relationship. So she was divorced and she had two kids, and she was in that transition time, and she had a lot of fear, a lot of self-doubt, and she was not recognizing that when she talked about the new relationship that she had, she talked about it like it was the worst thing ever, like it was so stressful, and it was so, like, it brought so much worry and so much fear, and she just, you know, like everything that she said about this relationship was not good. and that's what happens sometimes with coaching. And so I just said, what do you want in when you're looking for a new relationship? What do you want in it? And she's like, I want to feel like relaxed and carefree. And I'm like, does this relationship give you that? And she's like, no, not even close. And so instead of blaming the guy and thinking that he was the problem, we worked on what she was thinking about herself and about him, and how that was the part that we could change. And she could decide, what do I really want to think about in a relationship? How do I want to show up in it? How do I want to feel myself about myself? And she realized that a relationship really wasn't the work she needed to do right then. She wanted to do more work just on herself and be there for her kids. So she ended up dropping the boyfriend. And then it was so fascinating. But as soon as she made that decision, she got this wonderful new job. And she was just like, she was texting and saying, you wouldn't believe what happened. I just got this new job and this is my dream job. And I feel like this is all happening right on time. And so that was like my very first client. And it was just so exciting to do the coaching with her and then see her life really transform just after changing her thinking. Because as we've learned with coaching, and I've said this before too, it's crazy, but you start to think about things differently and have the self-awareness, and then you show up differently in all areas of your life. And so that's why, like in her case, she landed this new job, and that's not even what she thought she was looking for. And then my next client that I had way back in the beginning was a mom who was overdoing everything. And we all have seen this profile of a mom. I was one of them too. At different stages in my life, I did this. But she was like doing really big things and lots of things. And she was advocating, and she was on this committee or that committee. And at work, she was being a leader at work. And she had three kids and all the things that go with them. And they had behavior struggles as well. And so instead of just kind of taking it easier and taking a step back or taking things down a notch, her instinct was to do more, more, more. I was like this too. And I feel like this is a chasing game that we do, right? And so what we're chasing is this feeling of I'm good enough, right? See all the things I'm doing? That's what makes me good. This was totally the profile that I had for many, many years. And what we worked on with her and what the breakthrough that she had was that she had to realize that what she was chasing out there was also her avoiding and running away from her own feelings. She didn't want to slow down enough to feel her feelings, to feel pain, to feel fear, to process old wounds and emotions. And so it was just, for her, it was a mechanism to, it kind of like gave her two things. I get worthiness because I'm out here doing all these really big, really good things in the world. And I also, there's a double benefit because I also don't have to slow down long enough to feel my feelings. And so that work that we did was really a breakthrough. Like I said, when she was able to recognize, I remember one of her thoughts was, I can handle any feeling. And we did a lot of work on processing emotion. And then she made some decisions that were really big. And a lot of them were saying no to all the things that she was doing. And that allowed her to have better relationships with her kids and with herself, which was huge. And then, so my third client came to me because she wanted coaching on the relationships between her kids and their dad. And at the time, I was like, okay, let's coach on this. And then I realized as soon as I started coaching on this, like, we don't have any business coaching on this. This is not your job. The relationship between your kids and your dad and their dad is, that's between them. And it's so funny, but I didn't catch that at first, right? It's so natural for us to think that we do have that responsibility. And it's like the age-old thing of moms like trying to over-control and being responsible for everyone getting along, right? And so we did a lot of work on letting it be okay that whether the kids connect with their dads or they don't is not our job. But there are ways that we can still show up in the relationship with dad or the relationship with the kids. And we can also model healthy relationships to them so that they do have kind of an example to follow. And I'm talking about dad following the example. And we also coached on having open conversations in the family about relationships and discomfort and how it's okay to feel our feelings in the family. And because one thing that she was doing was she was kind of going around being a buffer, trying to prevent conflicts, right? So she was kind of orchestrating things so that, Like if she knew that dad was going to come home and the Legos were all over the floor, then he was going to have this interaction that was negative with the kids and the kids were going to have a meltdown. And so she was like going around picking up all the Legos before dad got home and kind of creating these, you know, dysfunctional is a strong word, but maladaptive kinds of behavior that was really modeling what we don't want to model to our kids, right? And wasn't a healthy relationship also for her and her husband as well. So the work that she did was to give up a lot of control and to let things be what they were and let them evolve. And that actually allowed her kids to then develop those skills, those relationship skills, and to be able to, again, be able to feel their feelings and let it be okay that there are negative feelings sometimes in relationships and within families. And so we did a lot of work on that, on the family dynamics. Her biggest change was in like one thing she said, we can never go on vacation as a family. And that was one of the goals. And by the end, she went on vacation with her family. And it was still chaotic and crazy, but she didn't have that idea in her head anymore that we don't go on vacation as a family. So that was something, that was a transformation and a change that she was able to experience. And then another client I had around that same time had the theme of our coaching for her was she was wanting to escape and she had a ton of guilt about this. So the family chaos that was going down with her stepson who had significant challenges with behavior and the dynamics of that and the school calling all the time and all of the meltdowns that would happen in the evenings, she was like, I have to get away from this. So her plan or the way that she wanted to and tried to respond was by escaping. So she would make plans with her girlfriends and where, you know what, this is something we hear all the time, right? Self-care, take time for yourself. So she would do that. She would do manicures and she would go running and she would meet with her friends. And then she would have all this guilt because of she was escaping her life. And what the work we did was we worked on how she could stay present in a way that she could feel safe, emotionally safe, to stay present, to show up for her family, and also take time for herself. And she didn't have this unbalanced approach of always wanting to escape her life and then feeling guilt about escaping her life too much and then coming back and then having this kind of like pattern where she would swing way over to the side of I'm doing manicures and stuff with my girlfriends and then come back and feel all this guilt and feel like she wasn't there for her family. And it just wasn't, it wasn't the way she wanted to show up. And so we worked on how she could have a safety plan in place for her family so she felt safe and her family felt safe. And she could also go when she needed to. We were able to have that concept that two things that seem like they can't coexist actually can. So you can need to escape and still be present as a mom. And that was the work we did that was so, so good for her because she got out of all that pain of that guilt and that big swinging back and forth. And she was just able to stabilize. And it was just so good to see that result for her. And then I had some clients that were having kids using substances. And that was super challenging for the moms in particular in the family, because a lot of family members, when that's happening, the siblings or sometimes the dad, sometimes the extended family, they want to reject the child or the teen or the young adult who's using substances. There's a lot of shame around that and there's a lot of rejection. And the moms are often left with wanting to repair that relationship or save it. And then there's the label that comes in with enabling. And so with the two moms I was working with that had this happening, both of them had kids who were in high school at the time And the transformation that was so amazing for both of them was that, again, there was a letting go process and a letting go of control, because as much as we don't want our kids to use substances, that is not something that we actually can control. And so being able to see that the only thing we have control over is our approach, our own thoughts and emotions about that situation, and we can't stop them from doing it. We can only show up for them as the mom we want to show up as. And both of them were able to get peace of mind and be able to take care of themselves, show up without judgment or without all the stress and all the complicated things that happen when you have someone using substances. And I'm so happy to report that as a family, the family unit for both of those clients was able to be repaired and restored, and trust is present even though there was substance use. And then the next step we always want to see is that kids that are going through that trust us enough to be open with us and ask for help, or be willing to get help and go to treatment, or whatever step is best for the family and for the teen involved. And I don't think it would happen when we over control and we judge our kids. That is not always effective. It, especially kids who struggle. And it doesn't mean that you're enabling. You can still have healthy boundaries. And so that was a lot of the work we did there. And I don't want to go super long, but this, I hope, gives you an idea of a lot of the wide range of topics that we coach on. And some of the things that I help moms and families with, including those like safety plans and like even how to approach a conversation, how to kind of be geared up for that and be able to set yourself up for success, be able to identify what's in your control and what's not in your control, and be able to identify what you really want in whatever situation you're in. If you want peace of mind, if you want the relationship to be healthier, if you want connection with your kids, or you just want the behaviors to stop, that's a big one. So identifying that is the first thing that we do when I work with clients. And then we always find something really unique. And like, we go into coaching thinking that it's one thing or one focus that we'll have. And then it seems like it's only within the first two or three sessions, we might be going into something totally different, but is what's really going on for the mom. And a lot of times it's feeling our feelings. And there's a processing that I do to help with that, that is also sensitive to the fact that we've all had in some form or another some type of trauma. And so I've taken some extra training on that for trauma processing. And that's what I wanted to share. And I hope that hearing some of those stories helps you envision or imagine what some results for you, if you want to go into coaching and you're kind of on the fence about that, you might wonder, I wonder what that would be like and what kinds of things we talk about or what kinds of tools we would use. And so I hope that gives you a better idea. Thank you for joining me this week. And I will be back next week with a new topic or a new interview. If you like this podcast, please rate and review so we can spread the word to other moms who are going through the same thing. You can also find me over on Instagram. You'll find links to my website there, information about my coaching program, and free resources. Thank you again for joining me. Have a great week, and please rate and review.